Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 12/21. First day of winter, huh? The solstice. The winter solstice, is it not? Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. I thank the Lord Jesus, and I thank you for all your prayers. And the Lord Jesus has got my voice, at least, in fairly good shape, so I can continue the mission that I was given, and which is to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily, to warn nine remnant, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come and how they might prepare for it. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a doozy, but you already know that. And how do we know that? Because I'll tell you, here is what I'm going to read again tonight. This is Luke 21, all right? And this is what the Lord Jesus says, because this is in the red letter edition. That you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. So go ye not, therefore, after them. But when ye shall hear of rumors of wars, hear of wars, and let me start that over. This is verse 9, okay? But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. A nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now you're going to be put to death, but how can a hair, not a hair of your head perish? Ah, that's the question. Because when ye shall... But there shall not be a hair of your head perish. In your patience, verse 19 of Luke 21, possess ye your souls. So you see, it can hurt the body, but not necessarily the soul. You see what I'm saying? Not a hair of your head, because in your patience, possess ye your souls. You see? So that's also instructive to me, all right? Here I am. I got a body that's really, being racked and banged, racked and jacked and co-jacked, you know what I'm saying? But who I am, I'm talking to you now. And the Lord Jesus has got my voice preserved, apparently, you know, and after we did the one night with Brother Quayle, which was a wonderful show, and I could hardly talk. And the next time I did better, didn't I? Oh, yes. I'll tell you, this is going to be quite interesting. In your patience, possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Well, it is a little bit compassed. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and them which are in the midst of the land, midst of it, depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led astray, or led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Those things which are coming on the earth. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to pay attention to. And for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up thine your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is just going to get wild weasel. It's going to be so bad. You can read Matthew 24 and look at it from that perspective, too, a slightly different idea. But that is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we're going and looking at. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Now, let me tell you something here that's quite interesting. This is from this past Tuesday, and it ties in with stuff that's in articles and things today and that are being discussed also by many people that are not many people, but the good guys that are the trackers of certain things on the radio waves, if you know what I mean. Now, on Tuesday, and it was this past Tuesday night, okay, this past Tuesday night, and it was on the 80-meter band, from what I understand. I did not listen to it because I'm not a ham, but I have good people who are, who do listen and tell me different things. And, of course, the River Pirate and the old Cold War Warrior and different ones are out there looking around and seeing what's really going on. But anyway, on the 80-meter band, approximately, well, it was before the propagation, where it changes with the propagation at nighttime there. So in the evening, there was a group of hams, you know, talking across the band. They're talking about Christmas and the lights and how pretty, you know, the trees were, and how, you know, the lights downtown and in the cities and all the different things and all that. And then there was all of a sudden, and then other conversations about what was going on in the world. But then all of a sudden there was a very strong signal of a guy talking English, but with a heavy Chinese accent. And he would never identify himself. He would never give his number, identify himself as a ham. And he was talking on their freak on the 80 meter and talking and saying stuff to them. And then they kept saying, identify yourself, identify yourself. Tell us who you are. And, the guy would not do that. And so then one of the hams, apparently, from what I understand, told him, well, hey, look, buddy, you're not going to identify yourself. Then to heck with you. We're going to go back to talking what we're talking about, and you just leave us alone. And so then they started talking about how pretty the tree, the lights were, and all the stuff and all the things. And then all of a sudden, the Chinese guy comes on speaking English, but in heavy Chinese accent. He says, you stupid people, I'm just going to paraphrase, you stupid Americans, you don't understand. You're not going to have any kind of likey-like. You're not going to like this at all. Because what's going to happen is you're going to not have any lights to look at. And you come your Christmas, you better watch out, because all the lights may go out. You may not have any lights to look at all in America. So it was a direct reference to the possibility of a lights out, of a total, takeout of the power grids of the United States. Now, how could that be done? We've talked about the EMPs, and that's a solar EMP out there. But, I mean, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about weapons that can turn out the power grids, whether they be EMP bombs or, that are exploded in the atmosphere, say above the center of the United States, Nebraska, Kansas kind of area, and where they take out all the things, or it could be multiple ones done in different parts of the country to make sure that it all goes out or a certain area goes out. And that then would then also shut off most all of the vehicles, except the old ones, or the ones that have protection against the EMP. And the question is whether there's enough protection against it, or whether there is a shielding or something that you've got from your garage or your house or what have you that may be protected. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this thing, just like the book 1 Second After, you could have parking lots all over the United States on the interstates and on all the streets and the roads. And then you could have old type of vehicles with the generators and stuff on them that could then be still running. Some of the diesel stuff probably still be able to run, the older ones in particular, without all the electronics. And this could be a whole cluster, mess. It could be a whole mess. But that was done this past Tuesday night on the 80-meter ham band. Now, two things with respect to this is that today some of the good guys, and they're good guys that are signal intelligence people that have been around for a long time, and they're in various places all over the world and different things, and they talk to each other. And the signal intelligence guy, one of them, has been tracking a Chinese space plane. Yes, like we have, the U.S. has space planes that have crew and they fly in them. Sometimes they have drones, but they also have space planes that are more than not commanded or manned, have a crew. Okay, 2, 4, 6, whatever they're got on them. But he has been tracking these things, and he was talking to his brother, good guys in the groups that are tracking. And he says that he's not in America, but he's in the woods of Canada, but he is able to really zoom in on them, and he's really good, and he has the equipment to get into the real high level, high frequency bands and all the different stuff. So he says that, there is a space plane that the Chinese have, and they may have copied a lot of ours, and probably Biden and Obama gave them half all the stuff, or they just came in and they're part of the No Such now, and NSA, and they're part of the Pentagram, the Red Chinese are, and they're just get the plans, and they have done it themselves with our information and with our research. But anyway, the space plane. He says that he's been detecting it. It has approximately 6 different modules or systems that can be deployed upon it. 6 different ones that he's been able to detect, but you never know what's up there, and he doesn't know all of it, and they're not in radio. It's not somebody talking, saying these things, but he can detect the different frequencies, and they're encrypted and what have you, but there is information that he's able to get and to see 6 different things. Now, one of the ones he's talking about, which is also now, and I think it's the London Daily News, and I'm going to go to that article in a second and talk to you about that, because it's all the things we've talked about over the years since HAARP. Remember, HAARP could control, all right, with a big antenna array, they could control and beam down stuff that would be able to control a person's mind or their basically emotional tones, their emotional makeup, whether they're drowsy, sleepy, whether they're excitable or angry or all the different things. And they could also control neighborhoods or small regions and that kind of stuff. We used to talk about that. And when Brother Quayle used to read the patent information off of the HAARP, High Altitude Auroral Research Project, when I talked to Dr. Nick Begich on it, a number of different times, he said a lot of the same things, and he had all that information. But now that's being able to be done differently in a miniaturized setup. And I talked to you River Pirate talked about how the new phrase was back a few 4 or 5 years ago was satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to create impacts on the neurophysiological templates, okay, meaning onto human beings, onto your mind, that would get you to be a certain such a way that might put you to sleep, or that might keep you so agitated, or keep you so awake that you eventually could not stand it anymore and you would fall asleep for a long time, or to create a fog in your brain, or to create neurophysiological, to create a disease. Hence, talking about stuff like Old Hawk or Brother Quayle or different people who have had things that have happened to them, and then they probably could have been created by the U.S. government or others, obviously, utilizing satellite-directed technologies, electromagnetic pulse stuff, and frequencies that associate themselves with various diseases, okay, or various mental states. Tremendous amount of warfare. Now, let's see what I was going to tell you here is that the Chinese, and let me get the article here right up. Let's see. Okay, there it is right there. DailyMail.com. China is working on advanced brain warfare tech, including devices that send enemies to sleep and thought-controlled weapons. They're going to even have ones that their soldiers can utilize to do thought control on people, on other soldiers, or what have you. Now, come on. Having trouble getting that article back here. Let me just get that article back up here. I want to. Anyway, let me just go from it. So basically what the Daily Mail talks about is other weapons, okay, that the Chinese are doing, okay. The brain warfare technology. And what they're doing is using the space plane, apparently, and other things can be put on it, that they show the military is it's hard power weapons with new technology to win wars without conventional weapons. There are weapons, biological and different things to induce sleep and to impair cognition or, thinking ability and alertness, as well as to impact decision making. So consequently, you see, this is, they don't want me to put this up. They're telling me to wait. I can't even access the information. Go to dailymail.com and you'll see it. But let me just get on to it. Basically what they're doing is they're doing different stuff with the satellites and with these space plane weapons that can then beam down, cause somebody to fall asleep or cause somebody to be just like we're talking about, to have impairment to their ability to think or to think different thoughts or to create a disease or what have you. They're also working on other biological type things to cause diseases, what have you. So consequently, this is big time. Now, where do you think they got all of our information from? Red China Joe. Hunter Biden got paid for Red China Joe. Don't you know? Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrible. This is just ridiculous. And I will tell you this. This is, could be being done to a lot of people right now. And the one Canadian guy, okay, the one Canadian guy has said that he's up in the Piney Woods, but every time it goes over, what's being used of late is one particular one of those modules that beams down specifically into parts of America, and that is the one that is the one that's probably doing the beaming to create either medical trouble, you know, diseases, or to create and influence brain waves and what have you. That's right out of our page books since Harp On. The Chinese now have that information and all that stuff. Biden probably gave it to him. Obama gave it probably to him. And I think, quite frankly, the Chinese are, you know, I think they're just very deeply embedded in. And one thing the Canadian guy said is that the No Such, the NSA, apparently is not very much interested in it because there's been stuff that's been posted where they look out for stuff. And they say, oh, yeah, we're kind of aware of some of that, but we're not really that big into it. Well, what it is they probably aren't into it because they're more interested in, the NSA is more interested in you and what you're going to do and whether or not you're going to, you know, vote for Joe Biden or whether or not you're going to go to civil war, because they're trying to destroy and prevent Trump from running for a reelection and take him off the ballots. And I'm telling you, they're talking right on regular news. Jonathan Turley, the constitutional scholar, University of Virginia, says, hey, we're like on the verge of a civil war. And the Supreme Court of Colorado is throwing matches on it. And I will tell you what, we are very close to this civil war. And that is not only just a civil war in terms of words, but a civil war in terms of firearms and what have you. And now they're talking about all the different things. Now they're talking about using not only the U.S. space plane weapons or satellite directed weapons. And, oh, incidentally, the other five modules, whatever, are stuff that could take out our satellites, spy on all the different communications of everybody. Remember, they had the, we told you before anybody else about the balloons, didn't we? Told you about the balloons on this good old Hawk show right here and how they were, you know, years ago, they were flying them. And you remember we told you how they were sending one directly across that was going to go intercept the space plane, okay? And not the space plane, but the actually the launch from Cape Kennedy or Cape Canaveral at the time. And how we told at the time, I said maybe somebody, a good line commander somewhere from Texas or somewhere, would go up and send a jet up to look at this thing. And then they sent up somebody and they looked, they said, oh, that's just a Google balloon. But it wasn't. Those guys had a date at the choke and puke that night and wanted to do the Cotton Eye Joe, so they didn't really look into it that much. They went back to Texas. But then I said it again that night on the air. And then, lo and behold, on the Saturday morning, a jump jet, F-35 jumper, out of one of the ranchos outside of San Antone, off of a rancho in San Antone, went up, looked at it, and zapped that balloon at that time straight out of the air. So we've been trying to tell you about this. And now we got Chinese coming into this country like you can't believe. We have Africans. We got everybody from all these different nations that are men, single men, who are of a military age, okay? You got families coming and all that, because that's just to spread it out a little bit now. But I'm telling you, these things are coming by the thousands, by the millions. When you got 12,000 a day, times 30 days, what do you got? 360,000 people in a month. Got over 1 million people in the month, you know, in months here now. And I'm going to tell you what. It's going to get rough. And now we hear that there's gunpowder shortages. Now we hear that the ammo is going way up. And now we hear that they're trying to come and take the guns again. Now we hear all of these type of things. And God bless my Allegheny brothers. They went out and got some Faraday cages and bags, and they put their iPhones and their pads and stuff in them. And I agree with you, you're not going to get it through your computer or your phone, but that's not how they operate. These Chinese space planes or the U.S. space planes also can beam directly, not to a signal to where you're at with your iPhone or with your thing. They can identify your particular brainwave pattern and beam directly at an individual person. Now, how do they do that? They may have accessed your iPhone or your pad before, but then through that, they have identified brainwave patterns. And also, they can look at my brothers and sisters up there in the Alleghenies, and tough people, man. I'll tell you what, they got the black bears up there. They finally got them to sleep, but I'll tell you, tough gang up in that crew, and good people all for the Lord Jesus. Now, they can see from outer space and read, and this was back in the Vietnam War, because I know people who told me they could see it. They could read the cigarette pack in your pocket and see what kind of brand you smoke. They could read your watch, wristwatch. Today, they can look down and see the veins on the top of your hand. And did you know that the veins on the top of your hand show just like a fingerprint? They can identify you by that. The giants, the Gen 6 giants, the hybrids, the different ones also can identify people by the smell of their blood type. And then that can be translated into other things and could be looked for via satellite, whether it be from the U.S. space planes, the U.S. spaceships, the satellites, or from the Red Chinese or from the Russians. This is so much more sophisticated than just looking at our computers that you can't believe it. But they can give you, without your computer, they can give you, if they know who you are and where you're at, they can identify people and then beam down with certain frequencies onto a home or a location and cause people to have illness in that home, or to create a certain mental state, or to put people to sleep, or what have you. Now, that's no joke. No joke, brothers and sisters. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I mean, I've been going through, I've done a third round of chemo, all right? And finished that up yesterday, and I finished a different procedure where you get a certain shot, but I'm not going to get into talking too much about this if I don't have to too much, because why give anybody any of the information? But I will say this, it is one heck of a deal, these things. Second, third round are different than the first, but I'm going to tell you, probably going to go to the fourth. And the doctor, I told you, the doctor I've talking to is one of the smartest people I've ever met. And he also has documented all of his cases for years, documented everything, and knows percentages, which most cancer doctors will never tell you about. So consequently, I didn't want to live just 3.5 to 5 weeks when I went there, and I'm still telling you that I looks like I'm going to make it through Christmas, and it's going to be incredible. And anything past that will be a blessing to me, but it looks like we're going to. I'm going to be here to Christmas, and I'm almost here right now, right before it with you talking. So incredible. But I'm trying to tell you that this thing is going to go wild weasel, and that you're going to have to get ready to not only just recognize that, but within a moment's notice, shift gears. Within a moment's notice, shift gears and get to your bug out or make sure you do it. But for right now, you need to get and get as much of the water purification equipment. You need the smaller containers to move water in your car, your van, or to walk with it or to carry it. The 55-gallon drums, if you got a secure location where you're going to be in a bunker, that's great. But get the siphon pumps to pour, pop it into other things. Or just get additional water or the ability to get water out of your Berkey. Put it through the Berkey from a stream or a creek or a lake or a pond or what have you. Filter it and put it into containers where it's purified to where you can then carry it with you and go down the road with it. Or put it in other various locations where you might have a secondary hide or a place that you can be in a spider hole or in a little bunker in a basement or whatever it might be. Because this stuff is going to get nuts. It's going to get nuts. And all of these people inside the United States, they're going to give them guns. They're already giving the Chinese guns. They got them, you know, out and about, I guarantee you. We've been telling you that for quite a long time. I know Brother Quayle talked about that the other night on several occasions. I think he did some things with Doug Hagman a day or two ago and on a show. And that this stuff, this is going to be civil war. It's going to be attacks, possibility of you could have, you know, those power grids, the 9 key power substation. You take those out, that takes the power grid out. Remember, they tried to do that. They shot out the, in California, one of those, and shot out the, that part of the power grid, the stuff up on the poles with rifles, and did stuff in the underground tunnels to knock out that particular power grid, which took a lot of the power grid in California down at that time, but not the whole deal. You pop 9 or 10 of those, and the whole thing goes. Or you do the EMP weapons up above, pop that. Or you utilize the new Chinese, got the planes, or the Russians have them. Or they could just tell Joe Biden, do it to him to yourself. Or little Kim of the Koreans, North Koreans. He's got the two EMP weapons in the satellites he can drop and pop it. But that likely is going to happen. And then we tie in the possibility of the English-speaking red Chinese guy this past Tuesday night saying, you Americans, you're not going to have any ability to look at any Christmas lights. You better watch out, because on Christmas, there may not be any lights at all. And that could all be bluff and guff, but it could also be the true stuff. Could also be the true stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, the fact is we also have what? We also have the gold and the silver. 2055.83 up $9 an ounce in gold today. Silver, 2456 up 8 cents. And I'm going to tell you, you're talking about all this stuff, and they're starting to talk about the heads of the large banks. You're talking about, you know, getting rid of all of the different branches and stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, they're now talking about how the Rothschilds run the WEF and run Klaus Schwab. Of course, we knew that. That's the way we've always figured that out, because they own the money center banks. They own the huge banks. They own whole industries. They own whole categories of commodities and land and what have you. But be that as it may, Klaus Schwab and Michael Harari and all the scumbags, you know, who are on the operations situation, they're actually talking about going to take everybody's bank accounts and then They're also starting to discuss how they will pay off. They'll pay off the mortgages or just take the mortgages over, take the cars payments over, and all of the different things, the student loans, the different personal loans. And then at that point, they'll pay off all your debt and they will own you, and they will say that you will own nothing. And then they will give you a certain monthly income and assign you your jobs and tell you what to do. And if you won't do that, well, then by golly, they're going to send the people to kill you. Do you understand? They're going to send people to kill you or put you in a concentration camp. So you need to get with it. You need to prepare, and I'm going to tell you, just another can of chunky soup, if that's all you can do, then get it. Just another can of Progresso soup, if that's all you can do, get it. But if you can get more than that, get that. Mountain House, Alpenair, Wise, for Patriots. Who are all the different brands of the different long-term storage food, the freeze-dried, the dehydrated, all the different things. The MREs. MREs are great for personal stuff, and then you also have the freeze-dried that has the smaller bags. But you need to get it now. Ammunition. If you do not have a firearm, you need to acquire a firearm, preferably at least a shotgun, pump shotgun, 12-gauge, or a rifle, or a pistol. But get one of each if you can. And get several thousand rounds of ammunition. I'm talking men, women, children, grandpa, grandma, whoever. Because you're going to have incredible amount of people that when the Civil War starts or when the bombs start flailing and the different power grids go out and all of the things due to war in the Mideast. And, you know, we could go into all of that. I've read that to you millions of times. The Third World War, you know, the Albert Pike and all of those things. I don't have to read that again. I can, you know, I mean, could tell you. Or, you know, all of the how they're going to come and arrest you. Well, Solzhenitsyn, his front porch. And now we burn in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, a quarter of the entire city of Leningrad back then, guess what they could do now? Oh, and they said if people and not simply sat there in their lairs paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, like MKs or AR Ultras or AK-47 variants or lever action 30s or whatever it is you got. Sig Sauer, Glocks, Rugers, whatever it is you got, Colts, Smith & Wessons, Mossberg, Remingtons, Winchesters, whatever the pump or the automatic shotguns are. But I'm going to tell you what, if you do not have them, you need to get them now, because there's going to be in this country, there's going to be people that come to take you and to take you away and to take your food, to take your water, to take your homes, to take your children, your wives, your husbands, to have their way with them. Do you remember when I told you that even the Canadians, that Canadian generals were overheard saying the stupid Americans, when we come house to house at the time being, when there's going to be house to house done, that the first person that questions whether we're here or there, it's going to be pop, pop, two in the head, and then we're going to take their home and take their wives, take their children, and put them on the trucks. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Don't get into crypto. Don't get in all of that. For now, try to have a little bit of the cash, but get the gold and silver. Call Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Or go to stevequayle.com and click through on the contact information. Order some gold and silver. Get it wherever you can get it. Do not take the paper gold, the paper silver. Cash will be good for a while. But I'm going to tell you, your bank accounts, all of the different things. If you got all the stuff in your stock accounts and the 401ks and you don't have food to eat, you don't have a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years of long-term storage food, you do not have medical supplies. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you once again, now fish doxycycline is going no longer available. You better get fish amoxicillin. You better get fish regular penicillin. We better get the aquazithro, all the different stuff. Fish flex, fish mox, fish flex, fish mox. Get it while you can. Get your own prescription medications. Get your own antibiotics. Get your own meso silver, okay? Whatever it is that you can do, vitamins, minerals, herbal tinctures, whatever it is you got, start stocking it up and stocking it up, and warm clothes. Yes, a lot of the country's been warm, not cold. But I think we're going to see it get real cold. I think we're going to see the snow. And I think it's going to start to happen. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the key to this doing it, is you got to do it right now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Quayle just put out a Q-Files 2.0. I just received it. You might want to go look at it after a bit. The rule of law no longer exists in the USA. So there you go. Be willing to tell your children and your wife or your husband. There's a lot of women who are on the alert and the husbands are playing golf. So don't forget them. You got to get them off the course and tell them what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, the prayer is most important. The prayer has been most important. I can feel the prayers. And Lord Jesus, preserve me. But I'll tell you, I still have got the stuff, and I'm still going through and have to do this chemo to see what's going on. And before we look at it, maybe go through another round and then take a look with the scan. But I'm here with you, and the Lord Jesus and the prayers that you've sent up to him and to our Heavenly Father have kept me here with you. Anything is most needed to welcome, however, and you can reach me, and that could be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver or platinum or what have you. It could be a check, a silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter. Or a check could be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And also you can reach me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And you can email me there and say hello or whatever you want to do. You can also use the microwave ovens at times. And, oh, I was also talking about the Nunamakers. The Nunamakers, God bless you guys. And I was going to tell you right now, if you want to help the Nunamakers as well with their ministry, because they have still, in Indochina, they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. They're providing books, songbooks, and Bibles in the language of each one of the villages, the Montagnard villages, the dialect that they speak, and they're being printed up in those. You can help with them. Any amount can be sent. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker. Bible, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 223 Hamilton. Excuse me. Let me start over. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. Oh, and may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And I tell you, this information talking about the Red Chinese and who's coming across our border, we got millions of extra people here. If you got 12 months at a million a month, you got 1.2 million or at 3 million a month or whatever it is. Pretty soon you've got cities the size of Houston or Chicago or Kansas City or St. Louis or Philadelphia popping up all over the place that are illegal aliens. And some of them are Chinese, Red Chinese. Others will be utilized by the Red Chinese and also by the cartels. We talked to you about hundreds of thousands of cartel people that are armed and dealing drugs in this country. It is going to be really something else. And whether they now about 10 or 12 states want to keep Trump off the ballot. But I think we ought to, everybody ought to send a postcard to the governor of Colorado and of California and tell him, hey, but let's just go Colorado at the first part, or call him up on the phone and leave a message or email him and tell him, we're not going to go skiing in Colorado anymore. Skiing this year is done in Colorado because you want to take out Trump. Now, some people think that the Supreme Court of the United States will overturn this. And they're saying, oh, they'll definitely overturn it. Pop, 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 pop. Well, when? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe before the Supreme Court of the United States overturns this decision. Maybe. And if they want to do it, they need to do it right now before the ballots need to be printed. And I don't see that happening right away. Because some of these ballots got to get printed in January. So what happens if they don't? Or what happens right before they do it? Red China Joe, you know, and the boys over there, they launch, they start the world war of the Gog Magog war or the nuclear war for real. Or the Red Chinese do it with the complicity of Red China Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, this country has been taken over. Been taken over from within by the Bidens and the Red Chinese and all the different ones, and people in the Pentagram and people in the No Such are no longer on the sides of the American people. They're spying on you. They want to put you into the concentration camps. They want to kill you. So I'm going to tell you what: firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, medical supplies, long-term storage food, canned goods, warm clothing and warm shelters. Stack up the firewood. Get ready to party. Get ready to go to civil war to protect the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to protect and defend your family, your ranch, your business, your home, and to protect, Lord Jesus, against the evil of the Luciferian scumbags. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I beseech you, don't consider it to be sometime in the future. They're talking about it on the regular things. Jonathan Turley says, hey, civil war is here. Civil war is going to be here. You can also use to protect against some of the EMP stuff. You can use brand new galvanized trash cans, the big ones, with tight lids. You can put radios and things in those. You can put electronic ignition parts for your car, your truck. You can put your cell phones, all your different things in those, as well as in microwaves. But you don't want to always do them in a microwave because somebody might push the button. But the galvanized, brand new galvanized trash cans with tight lids. I have radios and some of those and walkie-talkies and what have you. Do not underestimate what's getting ready to happen, because if you read the Bible and you read Matthew 24 and Luke 21, you read the Revelations, you read Ezekiel 38, 39 on the Gog-Magog War, and, of course, other passages. And then what is it the Lord Jesus tells you to do? Matthew 25 tells you to have lamp oil and lamps and your wicks and to have it ready to go. So you have what? So you can read, so you can see. So you can see what's going on. And I thank you for all the prayers you sent up for me. And pray for Brother Quayle. Pray for the Nunamakers Project. And for anybody that you know. And I'll say it out there. Lord Jesus, come an old hawk. And if you will remove and give him a medical miracle. And anybody wants to pray, pray with me. Lord Jesus, come and take the cancer out of old hawk. Take it out of his body and restore him back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, anybody out there with the cancer or with the heart ailments or with any of the diseases, Lord Jesus, you know who they are. Go to them right now. Remove the disease from them. Remove the cancer. Reboot their cardiovascular systems. Improve all of the blood vessels. And Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, restore them back to health. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Go out and get firearms and ammunition this weekend. If you don't have them, get them. If you've got firearms, then buy more additional ammunition. Go and get you. Go to Costco. Go to Sam's. Go to Walmart, go to different places. I go to the regular grocery stores as well, because sometimes they have the stuff that Sam's no longer has or that Costco no longer has, okay? Or Walmart hasn't been carrying for quite some time. Can your own things. If you have fresh produce, can them yourself, like Lady J or my old buddy Grandma down there in Jacksonville area. All right, in Florida. And God bless all of you. And to all of the people in the Uper, all of the people in Ohio, to the good folks in Iowa and Hampton and Dunlap and all over the place, to all the Beatrice in Nebraska and Lyon, all of those places, to upstate California, to the beekeepers, all the people in South Carolina, to the people in the North Carolina, Lake Junaluska, and all the different places, to Indiana, all the different people who have contacted me, sent me postcards or sent me Christmas cards or have emailed me, RadioHawk777 hotmail.com. Anything is most needed and welcome. Let me tell you, it really is, because I don't know how I'm going to turn out on all this stuff. But I'm going to stay on the air as long as I possibly can, working as I was recruited by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and awaken or to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what's to come and how to prepare for it. And prepare, you had better do so, because it is coming. It's here now. It's already on the hoof. It is down the line, going to get more and more and more and more and more. And there's going to be probably the World War type stuff, nuclear type events, the collapse of financial markets and of banks and what have you. And anything that you can do right now to do so, to keep yourself in the game or any of the watchmen in the game, by all means, do it as fast as you can. And I'm telling you, don't be. When you're with Lord Jesus and you've asked him to come into your heart, you say, Lord Jesus, I repent, come into my heart to be my Savior. And when you know he has done that and he knows you're with him, then he's going to start to wash you clean. And you're not going to have the fear. You'll have less and less fear. You'll be more galvanized to prepare and to act on behalf of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and to protect your family, to protect your friends and neighbors, to protect your businesses, your home, your farm, your rancho. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against these WEF and the Rothschilds and all the different ones that are those that are of Lucifer, who are trying to destroy America, who are trying to destroy the world and the good people in it, who want to come after the Christians and destroy them. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, stay on those optics, baby, and be ready to rock and roll. To Thomas and Rico, Road and Track Little L, I hear you're doing real good out there. You're doing real good out there. You say hi to your good mom and dad, and I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus loves you. Stick with the ninja, you're getting real good, but at the same time, stick with the Muay Thai, and you guys learn to shoot that shotgun and shoot that .22 long rifle. Because I'm going to tell you what, we're going to have to defend ourselves against what is getting ready to come. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May all of you go out tonight and prepare like there is no tomorrow, because there may not be. And remember what I told you about the Red Chinese tonight. So get your solar generators, get your other generators primed, ready to go, in case they knock the power grid out on Christmas Eve or Christmas. All right? Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.